If you have a time, you can read the passage, the in your scriptures. Job chapter 23, verse 1 to 10. This passage is really, I'm sure because you already read, it really helps us to to motivate us. When on the way he's suffering, God took away, let happen in his life. He doesn't know what to do, and he doesn't know why it happened to him. And he really almost kind of no way to bring this issue out of him except God. But then he also doesn't know where is a God. I'm sure he knows God, but that's the expression of it in this way. Verse 8, and in this way he described, "Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. When he acts on the left, I cannot behold him. He turns on the right, I cannot see him. But he knows the way I take. When he has trialed me, I shall come forth as a gold." Job chapter 23, excuse me. Sometimes we do not know things happen in our life, something tragic incidents or kind of a lot of difficulties in your path of your life, or something that had happened in your life is unfairly being treated by some other peoples. No matter what incidents in your life, we do not know things happen, but God knows. We still holding trust in Him. We still faith in God, because according to verse 10 said, "But He knows the way I take," because He knows the way I take. I think time. Many times it's we do not know. Sometimes we know the God's will, but we do not know the time. So timing is very actually precious. Everything is ready, but timing is not right, then cannot be blasphemed. You know, some of the in Korea it happens. Well, once the economic condition is getting worse, and all the college students, they don't want to be graduated. So they purposely flunked their class and extended their graduate year later on. Because once they graduate, they cannot get a job. So that's not a good timing they can graduate. So once they graduate and then they cannot get a job for a year, then after a year, compete with the one who graduated at that time, it's very hard. So purposely not to graduate happened. Because that the timing it's very important. Some of the people, they're not that good at perform in the college, but the demanding is high outside of the industry. So they got hired, they promote. Somehow the expression is their interpersonal relationship. Everything's it just fitted together. They promote very fast way, end up they reach up to high positions. So the timing it's a really really key for us. So we can just when you have a difficult time, I hope that this is Job chapter 23, this passage, I hope that you can rely on this passage, and this passage might help you to encourage you. Psalm chapter 110, it says, this is the expectations of coming of Jesus Christ. This is also, at this time, nobody know when Jesus coming. But God gave this inspirations to write this Psalms. Psalm chapter 110. This is a coming of Jesus Christ as a Savior. I mentioned here that the Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make thine enemies a footstool for thy feet. The Lord will stretch forth thy strong scepter from Zion, saying, rule in the midst of the thine enemies. I think this is David wrote this one. This is definitely inspiration of God. So he wrote this for the coming of Jesus Christ. In verse 4, the Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. Thou art a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. And talking about the high priest, this high priest is God himself. The Lord is thy right hand. He will shatter kings in the day of his wrath. I mentioned about the judgment. He will judge among the nations. He will fill them with the corpse. And he will shatter the chief men over the border of country. He will drink from the brooks by the wayside. Therefore, he will lift up his hands. This is a whole concept is a coming of Jesus Christ. The timing, we can just constantly think about the timing here. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 1 to 11, also this passage, also the way of Jesus Christ. And Joel chapter 2, 21 verse 32 also. And John chapter 6, 33, and all this passage mentioned about the related with the timings. Let's look at the one more. John chapter 6, verse 33. For the bread of God is that which come down out of heaven and give life to the world. And they say therefore to him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes me shall never thirst. So you mentioned about the different kind of bread as a spiritual bread, and help them to fill up their hunger and also quench their thirstiness. Jesus himself come to this world similar like Moses, but the way he's given to the people, guiding his people, is a spiritual way to lead his people. So we can when we go back to the study the passage, we can study together the next sections. During the time of this time, I think when the King Alexander the Great conquered the whole. At that time, the whole world considered, and pretty much it covered up the three continents, and Europe and Asia, and part of the Africa, and then those four general who support helped Alexander the Great after the Alexander the Great died in early age, and then these kingdoms are divided it to the four different kingdoms. And then the arrangement of God is amazing at that time. So Hellenistic culture is spread whole, and also after that, the Roman Emperor conquered the same land, and then make the whole nations, whole different continent become one nations, and also the Roman Emperor they paved the way. All the system of the road system, they reestablished all this place, and also they are using the one languages. So it pretty much forced to that let the people use the one language. So the land of Judea in Jerusalem And they, when the Jesus came to this world, it's a great timing for the gospel can be prosper and spread out to the all different segment of the world. But this is a we can say if we think that this is for Israelites, it seems not much of a helpful they think, because they only seeking way as like a politically, and also society way they can receive the benefit from the Messiah. But when Jesus come to this world, actually spiritual side, to give them a quench their thirst and fulfill their hunger. But the Israelites didn't understand. They do not clearly conceive this kind of a precious blessing that they are the one who first receive. That's why this one to go over to the other continent anyways. So the timing is really, once we understand the timing, that we can grab all the blessings. But Jewish and the Israelites, they do not have that much of a blessed, because they do not understand that that's a wonderful timing. They supposed to receive the blessing the first. Of course, those 12 apostles, they received this blessing, and 120, they gather on the upper room in Jerusalem. They received the Holy Spirit. They preached the gospel. But most of the major benefit actually outside of the peoples, that happens. Once you look at just like the timing is when you look at during the time of Noah, God gave a sense of timing to Noah. I want to destroy the whole this world because of their sins. And Noah get the sense of timing, so he built the ark, and God provide for him to save, but the rest of them to under the destruction, under the judgment. And also when you look at the Sodom and Gomorrah, people do not understand their timings. They do not understand that their city will be burned to be by fires. But God gave idea to Abraham, let him pray to God to save his nephew Lot out of the Sodom and Gomorrah. Timing is one by one in the Bible telling us how precious, how important. And also Joseph's life, you have noticed that timing is very important for him. And God can let him to be the prime minister right away, but God extended his suffering actually until the time comes, let him to be the right moment to be the prime minister. So that is the timing. For the David, also the timing when he become a king of the nations. So everything that we have noticed that we do not know, there is a God's will. Because God already gave a dream to the Joseph. He knows one day, and his older brothers came to him to bow down to him. He knows that because God clearly gave him this clear dream in his heart. But he doesn't know the timing. But he trusts in God. So when the time comes, he takes these blessings. So I think, brothers and sisters, the timing is very precious. Though it seems like in our life, timing looks like not now, but most important thing is God's timing. God's timing is the best time, so we can say. Yeah. When Jesus arranged this time, when he come to this world, it's based on his arrangement of his way to come to this world. Consider that this is a perfect timing, we can say. Okay, let's go back to the passage, textbook. FG, we can go to FG. John chapter 17, verse 17. This is the last prayer of Jesus Christ before he captures. This last, John chapter 17, verse 17. Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is a truth. Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is a truth. Sanctification is very, very important as a Christian life. Once we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, we all being righteous by the blood of Jesus Christ. It doesn't mean that we sanctified. It doesn't mean that we are truly from the root to cleanse out. We just put on the Christ. So still within ourselves, have a sinful nature still holding within us. So through the Word of God, we can continue to cleanse ourselves. So sanctification comes from the truth. The truth is the Word of God. So we Christians meditate the Word of God. We read the Bible. It helps us to cleanse ourselves. We have to do this ritual everyday basis. Okay, we still have a sinful nature within us. We go on to the understand the truth through the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we have a question, so it seems not come on to the answer. We do not know. Then it's good to kneel down to pray to God. It doesn't mean that the questions and received can be answered right away, but eventually come up to understand. That question can be as your own way to understand as answer. When we know the Apostle Paul, he has a thorn in his body, and he doesn't understand why it happens, because he has a strong desire. He wants to dedicate himself. He already dedicated himself. He wants to preach the gospel with his full strength, but then body has problems. Already a thorn in his body. He always bothered this way and that way. It bothers him. And I'm sure because that makes his ministry bothers him a lot. Maybe if he is a perfect body and he has, healthy body he has, maybe he preached the gospel more than what he have a thorn in his body. But what God want him to do is God have to holding his humility. So do not let he can preach the gospel, but the word of God can be preached. And also the Spirit of God can work out with the word to let the word can be preached the gospels. So that's the God's intentions. So that's why when he prayed three times to God, God says, "My grace is enough." Then he understood that when I'm weak, I can be strong. So the true strength is come from his own weakness. The weakness doesn't bother him actually from then on. That is understanding. This understanding comes from the Holy Spirit. This is awakening himself. Before the thorn, it always bothers him considered as a complaint. Maybe it can be why God happened to my life like this. But later he understood after three times of prayer. And Spirit of God, let him understand. After that, these problems actually helps him to actually benefit to his life. So understanding the truth, it is a blessing. So John chapter 16, verse 13 says, "But when he said the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come." That's why the necessity of a prayer. A prayer is work with the Spirit of God to find out the truth, guiding by the truth. In Korea, when the early stage of the Korea, the True Jesus Church, we do not have much of materials. That was 1950 after that. And even 1960s, a very basic few materials actually. Only just one or two I think two can translate from Chinese material, from Taiwan can translate. So Taiwan make this one, then we just copy, straight copy, and we use it. And we thought if we add on, then we think it's not right. So we didn't even add on. Whatever the Taiwan use it, then we just copy and just straight to use it. And also all the materials are, we only just have actually basic materials. Even the at the beginnings, those early workers, they have a job. They do not have much of Bible knowledge. So what they do at that time is not have electricity. So gather together, they have a lamp, an oil lamp, few there, they pray. They don't know what to do, so they just pray, because they receive the Holy Spirit. So they just pray, and then on the prayer, and one of the brothers and sisters stood up and then recite the Bible verse. And recite Bible verse clearly, I forgot, two or three times recite the same Bible verse. They do not open the Bible, but they recite it. After finish the recite from the prayer, and then open the Bible, that verse, and then the sharing. But this way build up the Bible knowledge, can find out all the doctrines, actually, this way. This way they help the Korea, the TJC, build up their foundations, actually. So we have noticed that understand the truth through the Holy Spirit, indeed it is true. If the Spirit of God help us, guide us, because we have all the knowledge we have. It's now the Holy Spirit doesn't have to work that way, because we already equipped most of them. But still, and you and I, we need guidance of the Holy Spirit. So we continue to pray. They ask God's guidance, the guiding into the truth. Jesus is alive. We talk about the life many times, so I can go on this. The word of Jesus is life, and those who keep his word shall not die. Yeah, word is it's a life. G is the true vine. Heavenly Father is the vine dressers. John chapter 15 verse 2. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that... Chapter 15, verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dressers. I'd like to... I can't say it's... instead of John chapter 15, 2, it's 15:1 is better. Heavenly Father is the vine dresser. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 5. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. Let me sing now for chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, Isaiah. Let me sing now for my well-beloved, a song of my beloved concerning his vineyard. My well-beloved had a vineyard on a fertile hills, and he dug it all around, removed its stone, and planted it with the choice vine, and he built a tower in the middle of it, and hew out of a wine a vent in it grapes. And then he expected it to produce good, but it produced only worthless ones. I think that the Israelites, they received the judgment from God because of these issues. God put the finest, the best one, put it on his yard, but then they bear the wrong one, so end up they receive the consequences. Well, all the brothers and sisters, we keep our purity. If you look at the John chapter 15, right away the mention about the, our mention about the purity. Let's look at the, go back to John chapter 15. Chapter 15, verse 2-3. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, and that it may be more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. And here the mention about the pure, because God cleanses us. Let's keep this finest divine, the branch to attach to Jesus Christ always, so we can bear the fruit. Bearing fruit is a very, very important as Christians. That's one of the major duties, we can say, the Christians. If you become a Christian, once you became a Christian, now it's time to bear the fruit. Bearing the fruit requires a lot of your disciplines, and a lot of your prayer to shaping your characters, that you can become like a Christ. We know the Galatians chapter 5 mentioned about that is a precious, all the fruit of Holy Spirit. We have to bear this one within our given life. Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace, and patience, kindness, and goodness, and faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Okay, so I wish that we all can bear these fruits in our life so that we can glorify God. I don't have to explain, I'm sure, because everybody understands this one. So. Trim the branches. This is a way of discipline us. Let's look at Book of Hebrews chapter 12. I know this afternoon class is quite tough. Hebrews chapter 12, verse... Hebrews chapter 12, from verse 7. It is for discipline that you endure. God deals with you as with the sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? But if you are without discipline, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Furthermore, we have earthly father to discipline us, and we respect them. Shall we not much rather be subject to the Father of spirits and life? And he mentioned that why with the relationship with our Father, and our Father, earthly Father, discipline us because it led us to be better persons. Same way, God also disciplined us. Verse 11, all discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful, but sorrowful. Yet to those who have been trained by it, afterward it yields a peaceful fruit of righteousness. Therefore, verse 12, strengthen the hands that are weak and the knees that are feeble. Because this relationship with God, since we believe in God, some of the members, they complain. Why? Because they have a more, life is getting worse. Sometimes they kind of more face the difficulties. How come I believe in Jesus Christ and my life is such a way kind of happens? Well, because it's God loved them. But at the same time, they have no intention to change themselves. So that God do not let them to be like Gentiles. God do not let them to be like continue to have an old life way to continue to have commit sin the same way like before. Then God have to chastise them, bring into God's way. So definitely they have a more harsh, they're considered a more difficult time they have to encounter. And not only that, sometimes God wants to use us to his own purpose, then God, for us, have no reason, just like a Job. There's no reason. We are righteous enough, but still God wants to let us happen in our life to bring us our life to be better, to refine his way, to prove this way, to go through the testing from God, so we purpose for his own glories. It happens. Anyway, either way, it's all benefit to us anyway. And trim the branch, he mentioned that. It, truly, we can understand in this way. Have anybody have seen the World Cup soccer game? I'm a soccer lover, so I'm not a good player, but not a good player, man. It's a very bad player, but I like to watch the soccer games. Once the team player, when they come up to play this much, perform in the 45 minutes up, you know, to first half and second half, it requires a great discipline in their life. Actually, they most of the player, they have to shaping themselves, they're training themselves. Well, usually the each country, they have systematically support them for throughout the several years to shaping them up, to bring up their 11 player to match against the other countries. That is in order to join this the team. like national team members, they really shaping themselves. They really hardly work. They saying that once they have injured, and then they cannot play for several days. After that, they cannot go back to play again, because their muscle already loosen up. They have to go through at least 15 to 1 month to recover, which is back to the older muscle, back to the support, and then they can come up to the play. So they really concentrate their mind for the focus on those 45-minute, which is a 90-minute games. They do it then. For us, discipline ourselves is really, there's no such kind of vacation for us. You and I, we are Christians. Out there are Satan's, always our enemy out there. We have to fight for them. We have to fight against our enemy. Then we have to keep shaping ourselves. We have to build up our muscles. We have to equip all the, Book of Ephesians mentioned all the kind of the weapons, and then also the defensive weapons and offensive weapons. We're always sharpening this one to know how to handle this one so that we can defense ourselves, we can offense ourselves. So it's very, very important. So discipline itself, it really helps us, serves us, shaping us as a Christian soldiers, and also the game as a runner, the strong enough to finish our journeys. The number four, the branches are united. We have to attach. We have to abide in the Lord always. The attachment is really precious. Word of God. A commandment of God, and through the prayer we can attach in the Lord always. Number five, the ask, it shall be given. Once we attach to our Lord Jesus Christ, then we can ask anything that we can receive. That means the power, because we have a notice that when we pray sometimes, it seems like we never receive any answers because our prayer is weak. Because we are not ready yet. Because we are not strongly attached to our Lord Jesus Christ. That means that the word of God and commandment of God and the love is not enough for our life to cling to Jesus Christ. But Bible clearly, Jesus clearly promised us. Let's turn to John chapter 15. John chapter 15, verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it shall be done for you. This is what Jesus promised us. If you abide in me, this is the condition. If you attach with me, if you within me, then my words abide in you, and ask whatever you wish. Ask whatever you wish, which means whatever you like to ask, and it shall be done for you. It shall be done for you. This is a power that we can receive from above. So we, you and I, we have to attach and we have to abide in our Lord Jesus Christ. Roman numeral 3, the nobility of Jesus.
You can see the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. The Spirit of God cruised the surface of the earth. And who created the whole world and universe? Who can say the Word of God and Spirit of God? So the beginning is the start of human history. From here, we have a time concept. So time is the beginning of here. God is an everlasting God. There's no concept of time. So what the Bible, the book of Ephesians mentioned that he chooses before the later foundation of earth. It is true. Because this is only we can see only from here to here maybe. It is only we can from here to here, our journeys. But God is beyond here, beyond there. He knows everything. So before the creation of God, God chose us in his concept. It's not just before he created us, I want to choose this one, I want to choose this one. Not that way. Because his almightiness can, because he is beyond time and space. He chose us from here that we are here then. We are here. When you hear that Jesus come here, die on the cross. Many times we talk about the Jesus as a historical Jesus. So historical Jesus, from here to here, from historical Jesus. If you look at the book of Hebrews chapter 1 and 2, he is a little less than the angels. So let's look at the book of Hebrews. Book of Hebrews chapter 2. Verse 7. Thou hast made him for a little while lower than the angels. Thou hast crowned him with the glory and honor, and has appointed him over the work of thy hands. And thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. And here it doesn't mean that lower than angel, but because he came to this world for just like us. We are the lower than angels, temporarily too. So this part of his life is lower than angel. But actually, even during this time of his life, his essence is higher than angels. Okay? Because physically, he himself is lower than angels, but his essence is higher than angels. That's a superiority. And once we're gonna just, we study here, look at the Jesus is spiritual to angels, B. Jesus is spiritual to angels. He is higher than angels. Because when Jesus comes to the historical Jesus here, God is in the spiritual dimension. Right? God is in spiritual dimension. When Jesus came down here, he break the spiritual dimension, come to the physical dimensions. But he himself, essence, is in dimension here in the God's dimension. So when he came to this world, and as a lower than, little while lower than angel, he died on the cross. And this lower, the which is a physical body, is dying on the cross. After 3 days, he resurrected from the dead. This resurrection, now form to change. It is a glorious form. This substance, everything is, it's like a God. God's substance. And then, once go up here, end time, he said, he promised, I'll come back. Just like a king. Who is the king then? Jesus is king and God is behind the king of kingdom. No, he is the king. So he's coming as like a king. Here is just like as like a man, just like you know, he just delivered from out of the Mary. But here is come as a king. He said he bring all the authority and bring all the angels countless times in the second coming. This is who is Jesus, as a Jesus, as a king who come to us. So we our church believe that God and Jesus and Holy Spirit, he sent it, when he ascended and then sent us the Holy Spirit, day of Pentecost. Day of Pentecost sent us the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit continue work with us until the end of this one here. He become our intercessors. And still we need a work of the Jesus, his blood. We need it. Because 2,000 years have passed. Jesus died 2,000 years ago. Who can help us? Otherwise, Jesus every year come to this or die on the cross and shed the blood. But who work for us this work? Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit carry on this work to continue with us. So who's the Holy Spirit? God himself. It's God's Spirit. It's God himself. But end of our histories, we don't need any more the Jesus intercessory work. We don't need any more. So we don't need any more of this way of Holy Spirit work way. This way nowadays. It all once it finish here, it all go back to God. To God himself alone. So. This is a simple explain about the one true God. Simple, just simple. If a pastor go come here, then my teacher come here explain is best. But why just explain to you? Any question of this one? That's okay. And hey. Jesus demonstrated the superiority of God's physical manifestation from the eternal point of view. Eternal point of John, you saw me there, you already have seen God. Because you saw the essence of God, you saw the substance of God. So you are... So Philip says, this is Jesus. If it's E2, then I'm excited, but you're not E2, so I'm the... Well, at that time, it's a long hair. When Philip saw Jesus, you saw me, then you already have seen God then. Because this way can see God. It's a God. Because this is a physical dimension. But I myself come to this world with a physical and a manifestation to come to show to you. I myself, God himself. So once you saw me, then you saw God. But this part cannot say because it's spiritual dimensions. But in this way, you can see myself. So just simply explain that in this way. And from the creation of the universe, God created the universe, Jesus created the universe then. And also from the human point of view, and he is the prophet and king and priest. This is important, the important words here. priest. Next hour, I'd like to continue explaining about priest and the prophet and the king. Three that's a view. That's Prince Simon.
Amen.